Welcome to the weekday Mass at St. Malachy Catholic School in Creston, Iowa. Today's Mass is for Wednesday of the 25th week of Ordinary Time. This Mass is recorded on Wednesday, the 24th of September at 9:15 a.m. The Mass intention is for Jessica Muller. Father Patrick is celebrating Mass, and this is the 5th grade Mass. Lynn Baker is our pianist. Zane will play Bach's Prelude in C major for the offertory song. The announcers were Zoe and Zane. Our lectors are Caroline, Stella, Jace, and Camden. Petition reader is Calvin and Hattie. Gift bearers are Clinton and Zoe. The cross bearer is Ryder. The altar servers are Connor and Grady. Leading the sanctuary song are Andy, Ryder, and Estella. Leading the closing prayer is Calvin. The Film for Faith crew streamed and recorded this Mass. Today's producer was Veda. Our sound engineer was Indy. Camera 1 was Ari. Camera 2, Talon. Camera 3, Brock. Camera 4, Sam. Our live sound engineer was Quentin. Our stills photographer was Kinsley. You can view the video of this radio show by going to our website, uccat.org, that's uccat.org, where links to all the Film for Faith videos can be found. Mass will begin shortly.
Good morning. Welcome to our 5th grade Mass. Please take a moment to prepare your hearts for God's message. Our Mass today is being set for Jessica Muller. Please join us in singing our opening song, number 580, Blessed Be the Lord, number 580. Please stand.
Friends, let us worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We gather to worship as one family. We come to worship our Lord and God, who is so merciful and loving, who has established his kingdom in this world, and has called us to be members of this kingdom, and sent us out to share the kingdom of mercy, the kingdom of love, the kingdom of compassion with all others. Let us acknowledge our sinfulness before God and before one another, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts, we may merit to attain eternal life. through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Reading from the book of Ezra. At the time of the evening sacrifice, I, Ezra, rose in my wretchedness, and with cloak and mantle torn, I fell on my knees, stretching out my hands to the Lord my God. I said, "My God, I am too ashamed and confounded to raise my face to you. O my God, for our wicked deeds are heaped up above our heads, and our guilt reaches up to heaven from the time of our fathers even to this day. Great has been our guilt, and for our wicked deeds we have been delivered up, we and our kings and our priests, to the will of the kings of foreign lands, to the sword of captivity, to pillage and to disgrace, as is the case today. And now, but a short time ago, mercy came to us from the Lord our God, and left us a remnant, and gave us a stake in his holy place. Thus our God has brightened our eyes, to give us relief in our servitude, for slaves we are. But our servitude, our God, has not abandoned us. Rather, he has turned the good will of the kings of Persia toward us. Thus he has given us new life to raise again the house of our God and restore its ruins. And he has granted us a fence in Judah and Jerusalem." The word of God.
The psalm response is, "Blessed be God who lives forever."
Blessed be God who lives forever.
He scourges and then has mercy. He casts down to the depths of the nether world, and he brings up from the great abyss. No one can escape his hand.
Blessed be God who lives forever.
Praise him, you children of Israel, before the Gentiles, for though he has scattered you among them, he has shown you his greatness even there.
So now consider what he has done for you and praise him with full voice. Bless the Lord of righteousness and exalt the King of all of ages. In the land of my exile, I praise him and show his power and majesty to a sinful nation.
Bless the Lord, all of his chosen ones, and may all of you praise his majesty. Celebrate days of gladness and give him praise.
The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Sing his praise, sing his praise. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia to the Lord. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them. Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Friends, our word of encouragement today is, we are children of God's kingdom. We are children of God's kingdom. Can you say that to yourself? We are children of God's kingdom. I want you to turn to your friend and tell your friend, you are a child of God's kingdom. And I want you again to turn to your friend and tell your friend, I am a child of God's kingdom.
I am a child of God's kingdom.
Now, when God made the world, he made it so beautiful. We are told in Genesis about God making paradise with all kinds of animals and with all kinds of trees. And we even had rivers in paradise. It was to establish God's kingdom of peace, of harmony, of beauty, of life. But then sin entered the world. Human beings sinned, and we became proud. We wanted to establish our own kingdom. So we lost our place, but God did not abandon us. Over and over again, God sent prophets, priests, and missionaries to preach his kingdom of love and mercy, of forgiveness, of repentance to us. There was a time that even sin led to wars and conflicts among people, such that even the people of God's nation ended up in exile because another kingdom fought with them and overcame them and captured them. But God, whose kingdom is everlasting, who never abandons his children, did not forget about the people of Israel, even after they sinned. So he worked through a king called Cyrus, a king of Persia. He was considered a pagan king, but God worked through him to save his people Israel. He gave freedom to the people so that they could return to their countries to build a house for God. After returning, when they had their freedom, they began to sin again. And the first reading today that we heard from Ezra, chapter 9, verses 5 to 9, is a prayer of Ezra the priest, who is praying and acknowledging his sinfulness as a child of God, and also acknowledging the sinfulness of his own people. He says that, oh God, I am even ashamed to lift up my eyes to you. Why? Because I have sinned and my people have sinned. But after praying, he also acknowledges that God did not abandon his people, but he has showed them mercy. Such is the kingdom of God. God never abandons his children. When we sin, he shows us mercy. And he shows us mercy not because he wants us to remain in our sinfulness, but because he wants us to be free and return to him so that we may have life. But you know why God gives us life? He gives us life so that we may build his kingdom, not build our own kingdoms. Because our kingdoms, when human beings build kingdoms, they are kingdoms of pride, kingdoms of hatred, kingdoms of selfishness, kingdoms of sinfulness. But the kingdom of God is a kingdom of love and life, a kingdom of holiness and justice, a kingdom of mercy and compassion. Now, Ezra tells us that God gave them life for a purpose, and that purpose was to build a house for God. God has given you life. He has brought you into this world, and He brought you into this world for a purpose. He makes you live for a purpose, and that purpose is not just for your selfish interests, but for His kingdom, the kingdom that welcomes all. The kingdom that gives freedom to all to flourish, to grow, to prosper in Him. The kingdom that gives grace to everyone so that we can live a life of holiness and be happy forever. Ultimately, God, in His love for us, sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to teach us the way of God's kingdom so that we can learn and remain God's children in the kingdom forever. We are children of this kingdom. When Jesus came, He called 12 people. In fact, He called many people and He taught them. But there were 12 of them that He chose and prepared specially through prayer and the word of God. And He sent them into the world to proclaim the kingdom of God. He told them, when you go, heal, cure all diseases, forgive sins, and proclaim the kingdom of God. Having listened to this teaching of Jesus, the 12 apostles set out. We are told that they went from village to village, proclaiming the kingdom of God. What does this mean to us? Friends, we are all children of God. Sometimes we may forget that we have someone who cares so much for us, especially when things go the way we want. Maybe because we get sick. Maybe we pray and we don't feel like God is hearing our prayers. Or maybe we get into trouble. Or maybe the world doesn't seem as it should be. Or maybe some catastrophe happens to us. Then we blame God. Or maybe we sin, or we forget about God and continue to sin. But today's scriptures tell us that God never abandons us. He cares for us. He holds you in His hand because you are a child of His kingdom. God does not want to let you go so that you may establish your own kingdom of selfishness, of pride, of sinfulness, so that you may perish. He tells us in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him may have life and have it to the full. Will you give your life to Jesus? Think about yourself. In what ways can you live your life to show that you are a true child of God? One of the ways is to be a forgiving person. Learn to forgive because God Himself has forgiven you. One of the ways to forgive is to first forgive yourself, because sometimes we do not accept that we can be forgiven. But God who made us, God whose kingdom we are part of, is always forgiving us. Forgive yourself so that you have the freedom, you have the strength to be able to do the good that God is calling you to do. And if you are able to forgive yourself, you also have the grace to forgive your fellow who offends you. After all, in the end, what matters is that we are all children of the kingdom. Secondly, go and proclaim the kingdom of God to others through a life of love and compassion. And remember that all that matters is God, not you. It is all about God, because when God is in our lives, it will all end good for us. We are told in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that all things work for the good of those who love God. All things work for the good of those who love God. If you love God, everything in your life will work for your good. Whether it is difficult or easy, it will work for your good. So I invite you as a child of God to learn to love God, to open your heart so that Jesus will pour the love of God through the Holy Spirit into your heart, that you may be a person of love wherever you go, because God has first loved you, that you may have peace, that you may live in harmony until we meet Jesus in the life to come, in eternity. We are children of the kingdom. God is good. And all the time, friends, let us rise and pray to our God who is loving and forgiving.
Let us pray to God for our needs and the needs of others, our family, neighborhood, and the world. For each need we say, Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Pope Francis, Bishop Johnson, and Father Patrick, that the Lord may guide them as they fulfill our duties as leaders of our church and diocese, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our world leaders, may God continue to guide them as they work towards building peace and unity among all nations. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are sick and suffering in any way that may know presence and comfort of the Lord, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, may they be held in God's loving embrace. Remember Jessica Moeller at this time, we pray. For our farmers, may they have a safe and bountiful harvest, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Mend the divisions that trouble our community and our nation, we help us to live in harmony and peace, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those intentions unspoken but in our hearts, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God of love and life, we thank you for making us children of your kingdom. Help us to share the graces of this kingdom with others through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, my dear brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive with favor, O Lord, we pray, the offerings of your people, that what they profess with devotion and faith may be theirs through these heavenly mysteries, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father of mercies and faithful God. For you have given us Jesus Christ, your Son, as our Lord and Redeemer. He always showed compassion for children and for the poor, for the sick and for sinners. And he became a neighbor to the oppressed and the afflicted. By word and deed, he announced to the world that you are our Father and that you care for all your sons and daughters. And so with all the angels and saints, we exalt and bless your holy name and sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy and to be glorified, O God, who love the human race and who always walk with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son present in our midst when we are gathered by his love. And when, as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask that you send forth your Holy Spirit to sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread and said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, gave you thanks, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death and on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again. And we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. Bring your church, O Lord, to perfect faith and charity, together with Leo our Pope and William our Bishop, with all bishops, priests and deacons, and the entire people you have made your own. Open our eyes to the needs of our brothers and sisters. Inspire in us words and actions to comfort those who labor and are burdened. Make us serve them truly, after the example of Christ and at his command. And may your church stand as a living witness to truth and freedom, to peace and justice, that our people may be raised up to a new hope. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of your Christ, and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection give them the fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we may come to an eternal dwelling place and live with you forever, there in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the apostles and martyrs, with Saint Malachy, and with all the saints, we shall praise and exalt you through Jesus Christ, your Son.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Beloved, at the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join us in singing our communion song number 342. Behold the Lamb, number 342.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Graciously raise up, O Lord, those you renew with this sacrament, that we may come to possess your redemption, both in mystery and in the manner of our life, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
May
Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thank you for joining us at our Mass today. We hope you have a great day. Please join us in singing our closing song, 485, Go Make a Difference, 485.
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we fly to thy patronage.
Holy Mother of God, despise our prayers and our necessities, and ever deliver us from all dangers, O glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen.
Mary, seat of wisdom.
Pray for us.
Hope of pilgrims.
Pray for us.
Refuge of sinners.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please be seated as I do a post-communion song. Lord, I consume your body. Lord, I consume your blood. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Oh Lord Jesus, come, only this I pray. Let your grace abound, this world will pass away. Lord, renew my strength and consume my heart. Lord, I consume your body. Lord, I consume your blood. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Even though I fall, even though I am weak, you'll always be my remedy. Lord, renew my strength and consume my heart. Lord, I consume your body. Sing with me. Lord, I consume your blood. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart.